and welcome back to Hindsight 2020, where even with disadvantage, you still come up 2020. Say hello, players.
Hello, players. Hello, players.
We have a very exciting, news announcement. I don't know what to say, but guys, tomorrow, the day after this goes live, marks 1 year since we started this endeavor.
Yay!
It's been a lot of fun going through the campaign. We also got to pull in a heist. We got to pull in Strahd, and we have some other ideas going forward with different arcs, maybe some different game systems, maybe some different DMs, if I can convince someone in particular. Cough, cough, cough.
Whoa, I wonder who he could be talking about.
Exactly. But yes, thank you for watching. Yeah, thank you for listening, not watching, clearly. And, well, if you continue enjoying and liking it, please, you know, rate us, review us on your favorite podcast hosting app. Typed, written, word reviews are so very nice, and we really appreciate them. And it'd be great to be able to keep on doing this with more support as we go forward.
Agreed. I agree. That would be great.
But yes, we have a lot going on now that we're back to our regular campaign in Grunheim. And, well, departing Grunheim, actually. But we'll get into that. Before we go any further, we need Sarah to talk about our recipe for this week.
Okay. Let's talk about rations. Because in my imagination, they're disgusting, and they're just to help you get by when you're on the road. Not these rations bars. Imagine your crunchiest oat and honey and chocolate chip granola bars that you could just like wrap up, throw in your bedroll for safekeeping, and hit the road. And anytime you get hungry, either on the road or you're unrolling your bedroll at night and you're like, oh my goodness, what a wonderful surprise. I get a nice snack here with this rations bar. Keep you fueled up till you get home.
Do they attract any of the local wildlife?
Another reason to keep them rolled up in your bedroll. Probably.
Thank you for that, Sarah. Now let's get into this. Welcome back to Hindsight 2020. Right. So previously, after taking a little bit of a train ride towards Isant, y'all ended up hopping off in Grunheim, in an attempt to avoid a tiefling named Arno and their compatriots. While you're
avoid
in
is a strong term.
Drop a key, run in a crowd. I feel like that's pretty accurate. While you're in town, you got to check out the local tavern, Boughs of Folly, and get a nice little room at the Lofty Branch. And then also went off and did a little bit of shopping, getting some spell scrolls and being able to, you know, check out what goods the general store has and get some more rations at the Blue Ox. On the way back towards the tavern, there was a little bit of a detour as Ziggy checked out the fountain at seems to not be operational at the moment, and was able to determine that there doesn't appear to be any mechanical issue, but water is not present and therefore also not flowing through the pipes of this fountain. After putting up a little bit of a construction, we'll be ready in XX days, so on and so forth sign, y'all head off to the your room and then eventually the tavern, where there was Arno saying, well, 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 what do we have here? And that's where we are now.
Curse his charm. Just
right.
As y'all approach the tavern as y'all are walking across the tavern and Arno greets you with that, you see Inon takes a little bit of a shuffle step. She's like a little less of the, little less of the charm, she seems miffed in your general direction.
I can't blame her, but I'm a little miffed that she's miffed.
And with a little bit, yeah. Yes. With a little bit of a lurch, Arno is then like, oh, no, 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 no. Inan, we
we hurt them, they hurt us, whatever. It's over now. Let's move on. Just enjoy your drink, eh?
Everybody's alive. We're even.
So I don't know if we... So I wanted to get off in Moltenmore and enjoy the puns out there, you know. But change of plans. We got kicked off of that train. And... What are you doing here? Weren't you going to Isand?
Yeah, but he's alive.
Oh yeah, Arno, it's good to see you.
Oh my goodness, I didn't. You know, I didn't even notice. I saw you so quickly, just very briefly at breakfast. I completely forgot.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
Well, I'm fortunate to say it's not the first time I've fallen off a train. Probably won't be the last in my line of work, but.
Do you ever suspect you'll die that way?
Ooh.
I sure hope not. I've worked on my falls as much as you can to make them more feather-like, so to speak.
I'm pretty good at that myself.
He just puts tumbling mats next to train cars.
Drives past him and bails out.
You gotta practice however you can. Practical is the best practice. But yeah, once I was able to hoof my way into town, found my friends, and oddly enough, I have a job here.
Oh, interesting. A little bit of a long hoof with your leg like that, huh?
Yeah, it's not in the best shape, but...
Sorry to hear that. But you're able to work in spite of that?
Oh yeah, my work is not really leg-based.
Plus you have the hoverboard, right?
That is true.
All right. Well, what are you drinking, eh? Huh? It's a good night, eh?
Nothing yet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I heard there's a nice little.
Spent all my money today.
If you want more of a, there's a nice kind of a plum red apple ale going on. Ooh. Plum red apple cider going on. Also, I'm having the sour ale. It's kind of a cherry pomegranate mix, and it's quite tart and delicious.
Oh, I need to get one of those.
So, but tell the bartender it's on Arno, huh?
What?
Oh, that's so sweet.
And a little suspicious coming from you. No offense.
I mean, well, you see, don't worry, the bartender will give you the drinks, not me.
Okay.
No, it's, sometimes you just, you try to do a job and things happen and you get in the way and, I don't know, bygones be bygones. I'm not there. Not so much into the mortal enemy territory.
No, that makes sense, yeah.
Also, it was a bit of a farce anyways.
Hmm?
Oh, I guess, yeah, you didn't know. So, Softpaw was kicked off with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of like gestures over his shoulder and you can see Archimedes just sitting at one of the tables in the corner and just,
He's
just seems very kind of sad, a little
lightened
dejected.
Up, has he?
He's kind of been following us around since we got kicked off. I'm not sure he has anywhere else to go.
You think he'll join your crew?
But he's a little annoying.
Valid.
But you know what? It's his story. If you want to find out, you got to go talk to him.
Oh, I would love to.
otherwise, I'm going to stay here and. I don't know. Maybe if I have another drink, I'll do a little dance or something. Entertainment.
Bartender, another drink for this man.
I take it Arno's at a table?
Yeah, they're kind of vaguely strewn about at one end of the bar and kind of like overflowing into a table right next to the bar.
Okay, if there's a seat, I'm going to sit down.
All right, yeah.
I just got to get off this leg. What's good for food?
Good for food? Well, they have some nice roast meats going on right now, so I've got myself a nice little piece of elk.
Ooh.
But if that's not quite to your liking, I hear they also have roast squirrel and pheasant.
Elk definitely sounds a little better than those other two.
Okay, well, all right. You'll have to talk to Junash, and she'll get you taken care of.
Would one of you mind grabbing me a drink and some elk?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yes? I'll wait at the...
Hi, could we get a 3 pomegranate cherry ciders, please?
The pomegranate ales, cherry please? Is not a cider, it's an ale, just ale, so you're please. Aware. It is a little bit...
Oh gosh, what does that mean?
Is it spicy?
Yes, it's spicy, if that's what you mean. DB, if you wanted something a little more... Do you like something a little sweeter? We do have a plum and apple cider.
I will take 3 of the cherry pomegranate ales.
The ales?
And
okay.
1 plum cider.
Ew, 1 plum cider.
And 1
all
order
right.
of elk. Do you want any? And this is all on that gentleman appointed. Arno.
Oh, Arno. Oh, God.
It's all on his tab.
Yes, he's, yes.
So now we feast.
He's, he seems a bit of coin on him, hmm?
Apparently, yeah.
Dashing young man like that. Mm-hmm. Why, we're a bit younger.
Oh, I don't think you need to be any younger. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen yourself lately? Dang, girl.
Being open helps. She goes and fetches the 3 ales and a cider and a little bit of the roast elk. It's kind of... it's served on kind of a sizzling cedar plank, and it has like little sprigs of pine and like pine berry with it as she brings it out. So it's like, here you go.
Thank you. Ogo, I'm going to take this cherry cider over to Archimedes.
Oh, that's a great idea. Can I come with?
Yeah, please.
I'd love to.
I'll go give Ziggy his food first.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry you're not feeling... so well, Ziggy. Here's
okay.
the elk and the ale, and we're gonna go talk to Archimedes.
Sounds good. Nothing a long rest can't fix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We really all give him though. Knowing nods.
Yeah. Arno, too.
So, Arno, my friends were telling me that you have some arcane pistols of sorts that you use.
Oh, yes. I have these babies right here. Neat apps.
Under his, kind of taps on the outs, taps each side of his ribs, like on his coat, though. Like the, you can see the straps coming up, like crisscrossing on his chest, but the firearms themselves seem to be tucked back on his side.
Is there any chance I could see one of them?
What are you planning to do with them? That's a big question.
Oh, I'm really interested in arcana type stuff. I'm attempting to build a lot of it these days, and I'm going to show him the hoverboard I have with me.
Oh, very interesting.
Give it a try if you want.
Oh,
ordinarily I'd demonstrate.
maybe I'll give it. I don't know. I've had a few ales already. Maybe I'll wait a little bit.
He goes and pulls one out of the holster and hands it to you.
I want to just do an arcana check on it to see what I can understand about it.
Okay, so go ahead and do an arcana check, yeah.
By the way, we did see Arno shoot the lock. We've seen him use the gun. I forgot about that
and
last
it was
session.
Cool.
I have not.
No, you have not. It was more, I think I said, no, we didn't see him use the guns last episode.
14.
14? For one, you can tell, the examining it, it looks not unlike a flintlock pistol, but it seems to have been retrofitted to actually take cartridges on the bottom side. And, just pulling a few pins and moving things around, you're able to pop the cartridge out, and you actually get what appears to be little fine, small crystals that appear to be enchanted with some form of arcane energy. And your assumption from... you know, fiddling with it and looking at it, taking a few minutes to look it over, is that something about the mechanism actually crushes the crystals and the barrel just directs the energy outward.
That's so cool.
Fascinating. This is really interesting. Did you make these yourself, or where'd you get them?
Oh, you know, you can find anything on the market these days if you try. No, I did not make them. In their original form, I did take them from a guy, shall we say. But I had to track someone down to see if they could make them into something fancy.
Would you mind sharing what city?
Oh, yeah. Chance? Well, you know, generally speaking, mum's the word for these sorts of things, but occasionally you'll find some things on the black market, and nothing says black market like Dexel. But,
Understandable. I was curious if maybe they came from Morrow.
I'm sure some of the technology does in some fashion, but really it's out in these... I guess you weren't there. You already fell off the train. So there are these things called Galnir crystals. And it's G-L... blah, blah, blah. That's G-A-L-N-I-R. And these Galnir crystals, they you're able to... they're pretty easily enchanted to be, you know, to be infused with arcane energy. Occasionally you can save spells into them, sorts of thing. And, well, there is a pretty decent supply of them out in Dexel because of the mining operations out there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'd heard about the mining operation. I didn't quite understand the use for the crystals, though. All I did know is that I've definitely heard about crystals in Morrow's technology, but it makes sense.
Yes. I think they have to... It's a weird sort of thing, because... They don't, like all the magic, a lot of the actual arcane studies happen in Morrow, but they have to kind of send out Dexel for some shipments, which is a little interesting because it's a bit rough and tumble out there, and I don't expect too many academics to be able to handle themselves out there.
Understandable, and I'll hand the gun back.
Thank you.
Does it have a name?
I think it does. Give me a sec. I think I wrote him down somewhere.
What a good question.
I call this one Flint and this one here Hammer.
Take it there's a story behind that?
A little bit. I mean, as far as you can with any sort of guns. There is an organization in Dexel that I used to occasionally run with, but... decided I was more interested in finding treasures for myself than for other people.
Understood. Mm. If we had more time, I'd love to hear that story. I'm curious, though, with your friends here, are they all with you or hired individually?
No, we found each other over the years, you know. Just various scraps and circumstances. For the most part, we kind of came together one by one. Gregor was a friend of mine back in Dexel, but otherwise just occasionally pick people up along the way.
What do you call yourselves?
I mean, they're kind of a rogue gang. I don't know if they have a name.
Arno and the Arnettes. I tried to avoid giving titles to things. I was back in the day, I think I can talk about it now. I was more or less underground as a member of what is called the Iron Spikes. And to go into too much detail, but we often took care of some clandestine efforts to either silence people or take some artifacts. And after a while, it just kind of... I lost my taste for it and decided I wanted out, and I never wanted to be part of some secretive name, you know, like named, unnamed group, you know.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Cool, and I'm just going to continue to then eat and drink here.
All right. And he's like, all right, so this one time, and what are you two doing right now?
Head into Archimedes.
All right. So Archimedes sitting off in the corner, a little dejected. He has his pith helmet in his lap. And it's just like,
I don't understand why they don't want to. They don't like me.
Hello, Archimedes.
Oh, hello.
Would you like a drink? I brought you a cider.
I suppose. What are you? Actually, what are you doing here?
In Grunheim or the tavern or?
Well, a little bit of both. So, I understand you were heading to Misan's. I don't understand how you ended up here.
Well, Ziggy fell off the train in the scuffle. Mm. You came in on the back end of that.
I don't really understand that one. There was a lot that happened.
Yeah, there was. Mm. But we nipped off in Grunheim with the hopes that we'd find him, and here he is, over there.
Oh, all right then. Well, lucky you.
Well, you seem to have made it out okay.
Well, I kind of got kicked off.
Anymore.
By who? What?
Well,
weren't you tied up?
Well, the bartender came into the back when we were there.
No.
And, I tried to tell them I wasn't actually with them, and this is my special cargo. And he's like, it's an empty cage. And I was like, well, there was stuff there before. And
what do you mean there was stuff there before? Are you saying that dragon scale isn't... Was there a dragon in there, Archimedes?
No. There's never a dragon in there. I just, I'm a really bad explorer.
No.
Not good at my job. And I was supposed to find things
Archimedes.
And, make discoveries. And here I am in a bar in some awful forest with some people who, the only people I know, don't want me around at all.
Oh, no.
Well, it sounds like you sure are discovering yourself in this town.
Am I? I don't know.
So, if you didn't have a dragon, what did you have?
Oh, it was just some dumb scheme I put together.
A scheme?
Yeah, sometimes the reputation in the story is a little better than the actual event.
Sure.
So, after trying to scour through, the jungles of Ventura and further south off towards the desert. So I thought maybe in the jungle area we'd find some form of, pixie or other fey creature that could be presented as a sort of discovery to enter tomorrow. And then we didn't find anything, so I got abandoned, and they didn't actually send me on an eastbound train. They just left, and I didn't know where else to go. But I thought I'll show them. I'll find a way to get in myself. So I met a guy who made some mechanical devices, and try to use them to imitate some sort of fey creature, and thought, if I could build up a story and trick people long enough to make it in tomorrow, by the time they discovered it was a fraud, I'd already have access and have slunk away to do my own stuff.
A lot of things are starting to make sense. What stuff?
Just research about things.
Can't help but notice that your eyes are shifting from side to side while you're saying that.
Well, I just figure if anyone knows where you can find some nice, expensive / priceless trinkets, it would be some researchers at Morrow.
So you're searching for something specific you think might be in the city?
Maybe.
Or you're a treasure hunter?
Maybe.
You're not a treasure hunter. Or else you would have found some treasure to get in tomorrow.
Well, maybe.
But if you're already in Morrow and you're still looking for treasure, then clearly getting in tomorrow isn't the...
That's true.
...the point, right?
Morrow has access to all sorts of secrets. It's one of the benefits of having a bunch of scholars cloistered away from the rest of the world and basically using their expertise to draw other people there with their information and resources and research.
That I understand. Can I see if I believe him?
Yeah. Do an insight check.
15.
Rings pretty true.
So enough about me. What brings you to... Oh, I already asked that, didn't I?
It's okay.
I'm not really listening very well right now. It's been a hard day.
I can kind of understand at this point, I think.
How long will you be staying in Grunheim?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to figure out what my next plan is, I suppose. Maybe I'll stay here for a bit. Maybe when they leave, I'll just follow. Eventually they'll let me into the gang, right?
Why don't you just show them something you're good at? Something that can contribute to the group.
Did you tell them your scheme? Because they seem to appreciate a good scheme.
I mean, I did, and they had a good laugh about it, and it just felt like they were laughing at me.
Oh.
May I ask who you got to create this machine you keep talking about?
I never got a name. He just asked around and got pointed to a guy.
Where?
Just in Perlin Town.
I see.
It wasn't really any kind of storefront or anything for the guy. He just had some abilities.
And goggles and a wrench?
No. No, this guy seemed... This guy didn't carry so many tools as much as he seemed like a bit of a tool.
Jeremy.
No, I don't know. I don't remember his name.
Well, cheer up, Archimedes.
Yeah.
You didn't lose anything, right? It was all a farce.
Well, I don't think so.
You're alive.
Yeah.
Are you staying?
I had a lot more fun when I was pretending to be someone.
Oh, I understand.
You're
that.
Somebody.
Yeah.
You're somebody now. Plus, you got a sweet helmet.
Yeah, it's all right. It's really good for keeping the sand and the sun away.
Really compliments your ears.
Thank you. I kind of had to have little holes cut in it, so you slide it on there.
Yeah, it's a great shape. Yeah. Striking silhouette.
Thank you. Is there, are you going to be here for a bit, or...?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, we're certainly spending the night.
Okay. Well, I should probably stay the night, too. Do you, are you staying there? Any gestures towards the inn?
Yes.
Do their accommodations seem suitable?
Yes. There are also a lot of other options, though. You know, it's okay to be picky.
Oko's trying very hard to read the room, just like glancing at Marion. What should I lie about? What should I be honest about?
You never tell the guy where you're staying, you know? Yeah.
But I kind of do want to adopt this pitiful tiger man.
He's so sad.
All right, well, I guess I'll drink this.
I was lapping the ale for those who want to know.
I think you need to lap into your mug for a sound effect.
No one needs that ASMR.
Or in my head canon, he dips his paw, licks the paw, shakes the paw off, dips the paw.
tart. Well, you're free to sit here if you'd like. I'm just...
I think I'll head back. To the group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ziggy's, you know, we've just been reunited, so we should see, you know.
That's fair.
Spend some time together. Enjoy the rest of your cider.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. Okay is okay, I guess.
I think you've said that exact sentence to me before.
Do we find the real self insert? Oh,
no. I hate it.
This is the depression self insert. Oh,
the split self insert.
And we'll head back to Arno, I guess.
All right. So you get back and see you come back, and as you're coming back, you hear, see, wasn't that absolutely crazy?
It's definitely not what I expected.
I know, right? I just, I didn't, I didn't expect you to so quickly kill a man, you know?
I didn't know what else to, what other random story to throw out there.
Everything okay here, Ziggy?
Yeah, going great. How's Archimedes doing?
Sad. Dejected.
Yeah.
Lost. Emotionally.
I lean over and sort of, I had to stand on a stool and then lean over towards Ziggy and kind of mutter, the whole thing was kind of a lie with the, he was pretending to have discovered something.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me too much.
Yeah.
No one's looking for that machine.
Right. That's more the takeaway that I thought you would be interested in.
Why would I be interested in that?
No, just, you know, you like machines. What? I sit down.
That's true.
All right, so, I don't know, anyone have any fun games or anything for this evening? Any good stories? Anyone been here before or gotten a few scraps, you know?
Oh, I could get in a scrap right now. Anybody up for a scrap?
Last time I scrapped with Boko, I ended up flattened.
All right, well, fair enough. I just, had a few drinks. I may just turn it in for the night. Yeah.
Where are you staying?
Oh, you know, just around.
He's too smart to say it. Where?
Yes.
He knows the rule.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, we usually find our own accommodations whenever we travel about.
Mm. Is that a way of saying you have friends in every town?
I mean, it's a way of saying that we usually have tents and mess kits and sleeping bags and so on and so forth. Because you know,
I would have believed that you have friends everywhere. Because you're very charming.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Pretty charming yourself, my little friend.
Oh, thank you. Is it the hat?
It is the hat. Yes. Yeah.
I thought so.
I like the sparkles. But yes, without further ado, I think spins his finger around. They all kind of start to get up and huddle up and rustle about, ooh, push their chairs in. Cool. It's like, all right, and I think we will be, you know, I'm still like, it's like, hey, play nice. And
all right. I look as sheepishly as possible at her.
Okay. Pat.
Oh, thank you.
Fine. All right, well, we'll be off in the, if I see you again, maybe we'll have another tale that you are not part of in quite the same way as this. Yeah. Past adventure.
Maybe we'll be on the same side.
With that, I bid you adieu.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Arnett.
And they head off towards the elevator. After they get into it, you see there's a little bit of a jolt, like a little click, and then you just...
Woo!
Scarier on the way down.
Scarier on the way down.
I listen if there's a crash.
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Nat one.
You, for a brief moment, think you hear someone screaming in absolute agony, but no one else hears it.
I will rush over to the side of the balcony, basically, and just look down and make sure that everybody's okay.
So as you go, you know, you rush on over, look over the balcony, you see them all stepping off of the elevator, but you see for a brief moment, Gregor's like, holding his stomach, like, oh, that was a rough one. But otherwise, they seem more or less unharmed.
Has Archimedes gone down with them?
Archimedes is still sitting in the corner looking a little dejected.
Okay.
You know,
I'll head back.
Exhausted. I think I should turn in.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Archimedes say?
He pretty much told us that it was all a farce.
So he came clean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't find anything, and so he pretended that he did. His team left him. Then he got kidnapped by this team, and now he's hoping that they'll join with him, but... Oh, it's just... Poor guy doesn't seem to know what he wants. Or
no,
maybe he does, and it's
just one thing.
Yeah.
And he'll do anything to...
What is that one thing?
To get tomorrow. Is that what I sound like when I talk about it? Because if it is, I need to do some serious self-reflection.
No, I've gotten a different vibe from you.
Okay.
You're not as sad.
Okay. That's a huge compliment.
Yeah, I get the vibe. He just needs to find his own team.
Mm-hmm. One that he doesn't want to lead so much as to just work with.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of leading a team, though, we should come up with a signal like yes. they did to leave, because that was pretty cool.
They all just stood up at the same time.
Do you have suggestions?
I don't know. I'll workshop a few, maybe.
Just the wings.
Yeah, straight up in the air. Like air traffic control.
All right, anything else y'all want to do before y'all go ahead and turn in for the night?
I don't think so, for me.
I'm just going to finish eating, then I'm good to head back to the room.
All right. You go ahead and finish eating. You'll collect yourselves. And you head on across the footbridge back towards the inn.
And just as we're kind of walking back towards the room, I just wanted to bring up, have you, either of you heard of Galner crystals before?
No. Is that what, I mean, we saw the crystals that they used to resurrect each other.
Yeah.
In the...
I missed that, but I'm assuming it probably was similar, but it seems like that's what's powering his, or Arno's pistols.
Mm.
Which is interesting. I kind of wonder what it could do for something like my hoverboard.
Ooh.
Or if it's maybe something
that can shoot fire.
I think they kind of act as a container of sorts / catalyst for magic.
What?
Kind of like a scroll?
Kind of like a scroll, but more independently powerful.
Wow. You don't need someone to cast it.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's like pre-cast. That's super powerful, isn't it?
But yeah, they're mined in Dexel, and I imagine make their way to Morrow from there. But anything from Dexel, for the most part, passes through Isant. I'm sure there are some direct lines that I'm not as familiar with, but I'm sure it wouldn't be that hard to get our hands on a couple even in Isant to just play around with. I'm surprised I haven't yet. I got to ask around the guild.
Are they very expensive, then?
That I don't know. But I do assume they could be used for airships.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I'm making a leap there, but they're by far the most interesting thing I've seen so far.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever worked on trains in Dexel?
In Dexel?
Mm.
Not really. They don't tend to invite the guild out there.
Why
not?
Political tension?
They are not a fan of unions. I mean, guilds.
There is political tension, and also the train line doesn't fully extend to Dexel.
Okay.
It heads off that way, but it is because of some of the desert terrain and treacherous, like, desert storms that happen.
It's a lot quite more, make it there. Ooh, yeah. A lot more independent contractors out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So you've never been to Dexel before?
Personally, no. I'm interested now.
Yeah.
But I mean, if what's coming from Dexel makes its way through Isant, then...
Good point.
That's my best bet.
Mick mentioned the black market in Dexel.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Is there anything else y'all want to do before truly heading off to bed for the evening?
I don't think so.
You know what? I will, but after we go back to the room, I want to go back downstairs to see if Deacon's around.
Okay.
So I'm just going to hang out in the room.
You're going to hang out in the room?
Yeah, do the same.
Hang out in the room as well. Okay, so everyone kind of gets off in the room, starts to settle down, kind of wind down, get to your evening bedtime rituals a-going.
I'm going to tear the missing part off the poster I drew of Ziggy and give him the poster.
Oh, thank you.
You can keep this if you want.
And then, Marion, you're going to go downstairs to find Deacon?
Mm-mm.
All right. So, pretty easy to find Deacon. He's just working the front desk on the second floor there. You're free to enter the room. Good evening.
Hi there.
What can I do for you this evening?
Well, actually, I was recommended to stay here.
Ah!
And her name was Rowan?
Oh, yeah.
She says she was here for a couple of months.
Couple of months. Sure. Robin. Let me think. And starts flipping through books and, you know, gets to the end of it. And it's like, oh, not that one. And goes
She's
to another
a small
bookshelf.
Tortle?
Ah, Tortle. Kind of finds another ledger from a shelf. Pulls out, puts through. Oh, yeah. What about her?
She wanted to say hi, is oh, all. She told oh, me to oh, tell you hi.
Need this, I suppose.
And that she says that she's never met anyone as sweet as you.
Oh, that's very kind. So, what's your relationship to Rowan?
We're just friends.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you gonna see her anytime soon?
Maybe. Hmm. She just didn't expect me to come by this way. And was excited for me to see you.
Oh.
And wanted to make cool. sure that I said hi.
Oh, well, hello. I'm Deacon, as you clearly already knew.
That's all, Deacon.
Oh, there's nothing I can do to make your stay more comfortable?
No, see, there's that sweetness that she mentioned.
Hey, you know, it's my job.
She just says that she never forgot you and all you did for her. That's all.
Oh, that's very nice. You know, nothing.
And I hope you have a good night, okay?
All right, you too.
I'll go back upstairs.
All right, toodaloo.
Oh my gosh, that's so many layers of tragedy there.
All right, so you go up to the room, get ready for bed for the night, and that's everyone's good to go ahead and turn in for the night, yes?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so y'all have a pretty restful night, sleeping in the boughs of the trees. Take a nice little long rest. And you do get woken up the next morning with a little bit of sunlight peeking its way through the shutters, kind of giving a little bit of a bright glow to the room. What are you... what are you... The day is yours? The day is yours. Where to next?
I mean, maybe I'll stop by the train station, get a lay of the, you know, the trains, get an idea of what our options are for trekking on.
Okay.
That's my only plan.
I'm okay to do that. First, after that, I'd like to stop by the Civic Center and find out what's going on with the fountain.
Yeah.
I'm just mildly interested in that. I'll tag along.
I can meet you guys there if you want, by the fountain.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll just get like a pamphlet or something. Maybe can I borrow a pen and paper again?
Yes, absolutely.
Just in case they don't have pamphlets.
Yeah, I'll rip out some more pages.
All right. So y'all all can funnel on downstairs as you see fit. Boko running off to the train station by which you arrived. Doesn't take too much looking around to find the little signboard that basically indicates that a train comes through every couple hours.
Okay.
First one going east and then the next one going west, and it just kind of alternates. It's okay. So you're looking at a max 4 hour wait between trains. Now moving in the direction of Isant, the last train would be around 8 p.m. because it needs to get like just the time it takes to run the full line from Perlintown down to Isant. They don't go like they don't leave all day long. They have to, you know, at some point they have to stop running. So yeah, your last train of the evening would be about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And as we're headed over to the Civic Center, I'm going to stop by the fountain again and climb in and grab the contraptions that I left in there and put them back in my bag. And just confirm again while I'm in there that still no water running.
Yeah. Ping, ping, ping. Hollow.
All right, then going to head on into the Civic Center.
Okay. As you're walking up the steps toward the Civic Center, Boko comes scurrying up, falls in line with the two of you.
Oh, that was fast.
Yeah. There was, it's pretty straightforward stuff. I had no special times or anything. Looks like the last one, if we want to leave today, would be 8 p.m.
Okay.
What time is it now?
Morning.
Okay, so we got time.
Yeah. between 6 and 7 if you got up with the sun. Yeah, so you go up the steps. Nice, kind of just very... kind of walking up these, like, kind of hewn wooden steps that have a nice bevel edge to them. You're able to walk up to these kind of large wooden double doors. They have kind of like a really dark ashy quality to the wood, but they, similar to the fountain, they have similar etchings of just like spidering tree branches, especially across the top. It's like the trees actually, the outer frame of the doors, it actually looks like two trees kind of growing up and then having spires of branches that make a little canopy right at the dome of the door. And at the base, there's little hints of gardens and fountains and occasional reliefs of various folk.
Are these fountains into this running? Door.
They're carved into the wall.
Oh. Yeah, the
so they're not running.
The fountains carved into the door are carved as if they are running. Yes.
Making sure.
I wasn't not with you, but that whole thing.
I would have normally expected that was intentional, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those, you miss one critical word.
But, yeah, as you open the door, you enter into large wooden structure, but these have, rather than like a lot of the wooden paneling that you've seen around the area, these are actually like polished stone floors. So you get a nice little...
Ooh.
As you walk, a little bit of an echo going on down the hall. But there is a nice little stone fountain in the center that is running. It looks like a small facsimile of the one out front, but this is much smaller in design. This is more like one you might put in your yard for decoration kind of thing.
And the water's running.
The water is running on this one.
See, that's how it's supposed to look.
Mm. But bigger.
But bigger. I mean, that's actually the model that they used to design the one out there.
Oh, wow.
Right. And Ziggy, knowing his way from before, hits the fountain, takes a left, third door on the right. The keeper of fountains and gardens, Tara Tannable. And you can see that there is an older human woman. She has gray hair pulled back into a bun, and she's wearing kind of like a green-gray vest and has a pocket watch in one a pocket watch in one pocket. Mm-hmm. She has a pocket watch going on, and she's just working away at a desk.
Tara, it's been a long time. You're up early as ever.
Oh my goodness, of course I'm up. It's so good to see you, Ziggy. It's been a while. What brings you back to Grunheim here?
I mean, I actually just happened to be in town, but I couldn't help but notice the fountain outside. It's seen better days.
Ah, yeah. Well, there's been some concerns about that because it seems there's a little bit of a disruption in our water source somewhere. We've been able to try to, you know, bring in the water from some of the surrounding tributaries to try to fill up some of our plumbing to make sure the some of our gardens and stuff like that keep on working. But the main, you know how the plumbing works around here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess, I'm sorry. Hello.
Oh, these are my friends. These are,
hi.
Okay. Hello. So, my name's Tara Tannable. I'm in charge
nice
of fountains and gardens around here. So, would you, has he told you about how things work around here?
Oh, we
just the
can,
basics.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We'll keep
so,
up.
and she kind of like almost takes like a little bit of like a teacher presence where she's like, all right, so how many of you have heard of Ethaunt? Anyone, yeah. Anyone here from Ethaunt?
I raise my hand.
Well, very good. Very good. Okay. So, you know, the Horned Peaks that surround Ethaunt there, you know, Mount Month being the main one going on. Well, around the Horned Peaks, there's some of the glacial movements that have happened in the past through there left a bit of a basin. The basin, we call it the Storland Basin. And its waters and tributaries run all the way down from Ethaunt through the marshlands of Motenmore
on to here, to Grunheim and beyond. And it's actually the waters that come from the Storland Basin that fuel the gray banks of the Erling River, and what we essentially end up tapping to use for some of our water supply, and beats things like our large central fountain and try to keep our garden to be greener, you know?
Mm.
But, well, it's only been a few days, but something seems to have happened. There's been a lack of water running on through the Erling River there, and we, I guess, maybe 3 days ago now, 2.5, something like that, we sent a little bit of a party out to see what the problem was. It seemed to be with the disruption further up the river at the Thorth, and, well, that's more or less where we are. We haven't heard anything from them. We don't know. I mean, it's a good 5-day hike all the way to Moten Moor, so maybe they haven't found the problem yet, but I don't know. But that is where we are. We're having some issues with the water sources here.
Is there a contract out for this job yet?
Not particularly. It was a little bit of a volunteer group from the local militia who are like, oh, well, yeah, we'll track up the river, see if there's anything that can, like, if it's something that can be easily blocked just from manual labor and not necessarily skill.
So there's a really big beaver or something.
Maybe it's just like a beaver dam or something like that. Yeah. They got mad because we were stolen something. I don't know where I was going with that.
Beavers are famously enraged by running water.
Started that sentence and was like, I don't know where I'm going with this one.
No, everyone held it so together after he said that.
But, so no, there's no official contract on it at the moment. Mostly because we're not sure if it's a mechanical issue or something else.
Gotcha, but it seems like it's further upstream, like the river itself.
Well, it seems like it, at least as far as we can tell. We kind of tracked it a little bit to our territories here, the edge of our territories here, but you keep going upriver, the forest gets thicker and thicker, and it gets a little more treacherous for normal folk.
So how much of the town is without water right now?
A decent amount. It's always a little hard to get water here, so there has been a bit of rationing happening. We got a little extra water reserves here just because so many people come through, and especially with the inn and the tavern, you need, like, there's like a large concentration of people. But as far as those that are a little more spread out in the trees along the river and just further out, spread out across the forest, it's a bit lacking. Yeah, there's a little bit of dehydration going around.
Gotcha. And just between the two of us, how much confidence do you have in the party that was sent?
At this point, I'm a little concerned because it's been more days than I expected.
Do they have a sending stone?
Or at least
with
that
them?
I hoped for. No, we don't. We don't have too many technological or magical things around here. We do, actually. There is one lady who kind of sets up a cart in the outpost, but...
Yeah, we met her yesterday, actually.
She's an interesting one. I don't think she's initially from here. She kind of showed up one day.
Ooh.
Huh. Anyways, we tend to depend more on our you know, physical labor and our different lumbering and gardenings and so on and so forth to, you know, create fruit and other produce and livestock, hunting, etc. No, we don't. It was a very long way of saying that we don't have sending stones on hand to send with people.
Gotcha.
But surely we should have heard from a scout by now.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Is there a particular reason that you're asking?
Just curious at the moment. I mean, my friends and I, obviously, you know, my work with the guild. These days, I'm also starting to do some consulting work on the side.
Interesting. So it's the consulting work that that I could employ to do to figure out what might be happening here, or
of course, I mean,
or is it? I guess I should have gone out first with if it's volunteer work, but I suppose we already sent the volunteers and there was no result.
It does seem that way, doesn't it? Yeah. The truth of the matter is, I can't look at something I built like that and be okay with it. in that state, and so...
Well, I would be enraged as well, yeah. Yes.
At the same time, my work is valuable, my friend's time is valuable, so would definitely be open to what type of consulting contract might be available here.
Well, if you'll give me a moment, I can potentially write something up for you. Are there any particular requirements that you have?
Besides some payment, I think having a supply of rations for the trip would be useful.
Ration, resources, any sort of sleeping bags, tents, anything like that that we can get going for you.
I have a tinderbox.
I think we have everything we need from that front. Good. We got a tinderbox.
I'm very proud of my tinderbox.
All right. Well, give me just a moment. Let me see if I can write something up for you. And after she, starts scribbling things down, writing things away, she looks up for a moment and is like, so, roughly 100 gold piece of the day. Good rate. Is that what this is?
I look at
this
Ziggy.
Is an official, like, consulting service, yes?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right. Sorry. This is a little different than the contract I'm used to writing up. And so, scribbles things down, ends up, finishes it up, and and hands the paperwork to Ziggy to look over.
All right, I'm going to read it.
Okay. So, long and the short of it is they're going to provide some rations, enough up front. They're going to give you enough rations for a week, as well as they're giving you a pay rate of 100 gold pieces per day, with the understanding that it'll cap out. How do I phrase it?
There's an expected duration of how long it'll take us to get there, solve the problem, get back.
Exactly.
Have a week's worth of rations.
A week's worth of rations. It's basically expected that you'll make 100 gold pieces a day for approximately 5 days.
Okay, so looking over the contract, the 100 gold a day with rations plus the time all seems reasonable.
All right.
The only question I have is... based on the volunteers and where they left from, did they train up to Mortonmoor first, or did they leave from here?
Oh, no, they hiked up from here, because you assume, follow the river upstream until you find the obstruction.
Okay.
That was the assumption, so, they left more or less on foot, had a couple of, pack animals, but otherwise just went on their way.
The stream's fairly straight, I'm guessing.
It's a little bit meandering, but as much as any river is, I suppose.
Okay.
But nothing. It's not like winding all over the place. Last I checked.
Okay.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And I'm going to sign the contract and then hand it over to.
Can I sign it next?
Boko.
Yes. I sign with far too much enthusiasm, and then hand it to Marion.
I'll write my name really quickly.
Right. And then
small.
And then And then Tara takes it back and is like, all right, let's make this official. And she signs it and stamps it with the official stamp of the Civic Center.
It's official.
All right. And I suppose I think y'all have to keep the contract to.
That makes sense.
It's
like proof of employment.
It's proof of employment, yeah. Exactly. And, when you come back to get paid.
Yep.
Maybe she peels the parchment in half and it's got the carbon copy underneath.
All right. So if you'll head on, actually give me just a second. And she, slides on over to another door on her desk and seems she pulls out a little bit of a little tiny, kind of brass or copper looking key and turns a lock, opens a drawer, and it looks like she has, it's essentially looks like a little latched wooden box that she flips open. And just so we can get off on the right foot, here's your 100 gold pieces for the day.
Ooh,
and we'll pay you the rest on the tail end once we figure out how long this is going to be.
And where should we stop by for the rations?
Still at the campground,
same as last time?
Oh, no, for these,
No. You don't need to go all the way out to the campsite. You can just go on, going down to see Brady at the Blue Ox there, and just show him the contract, and he'll be able to give you the funds.
Ah, sounds good.
All right, sounds good. Very good. Thank you.
Would you like me to keep the contract, Ziggy?
Sure.
I can put it in my drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a good idea,
Tana. Before we head out, or sorry, Tara.
Yes.
Before we head out, what was the party members' names, and how many were there that you sent out?
I mean, there were four or five volunteers.
Was one of them blue with horns? No, this was okay. Sorry, I just.
I don't exactly recall. That was more of a
the timeline wouldn't have worked anyway.
Gotcha. All right, there was it was kind of a city powwow sort of thing. So a bunch of people just kind of like raised their hands and then just went to the outpost and got gear. So
gotcha.
So I think Lathor is in charge of that. He was kind of known for some of his wood carving work in the area, but otherwise
is that Lathor? Like, is that how it's actually said, or is that the lisp?
Lathor.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Just checking. Sorry.
Didn't even realize I was doing that. I was just saying things.
Is that a lathe or something else?
He seemed to kind of take charge of things, but otherwise I didn't really recognize anyone else in the crew. It's just a bunch of, town came together and people volunteered.
Now,
no worries.
I just want to make sure I understand. Has that group gone missing, or are you just not sure what's taken so
we
long?
We don't really know what's taken so long is more or less what's happening. So consider this a case of redundancy more than anything else, I suppose. But if also with them kind of being local volunteers, maybe they ran into more complications than they were expecting and they don't have the resources to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's worth, I don't know if they're, I'd give it a couple more days before I officially consider them missing because
it's a journey.
They would have been able to make it to Mottenmore and then back. But
by now.
Not by now. Okay. In a couple more days, I would consider them missing because they would have been able to make it back for sure if they went all the way. But it's more of a, it seems worse than we initially expected.
Mm.
All right, well, we'll get out of your hair and get going on this.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for stopping by, Ziggy.
Anytime.
All right, nope. Yeah, or anytime. Don't make me promise if you can't keep.
It was lovely meeting you, too.
It's lovely meeting you. Lovely meeting you.
We'll see you soon.
I sure hope so.
And I'll just head out and head straight to the, was it the Blue Ox?
Yeah.
Yes.
Head straight to the Blue Ox.
All right. Hello.
Good morning.
What brings you back in here?
Work this morning, actually. All I'm right. going to ask, Marion, do you have the contract on hand?
Yes, right here.
Nothing like a good day of work, huh? Oh, sorry, contract.
No.
What? Sorry. Is this for me? What's the, what am I signing on to?
Looking to collect some rations for a city-sponsored.
Unfolds it and is kind of like following it with his finger to read. I'm like, okay. All right. So you got it from Tara. Very good. So I guess there are three of you, so weeks of rations. 21. Give me just a second. I'll go grab those for you. I suppose you want this back, yes?
Yes, please.
All right. Here you are.
And he goes off behind the counter, kind of digs into a crate in the back there. And is like,
I got some new, got some nice ones here for you. Just came in, so we got you some ones nice and packed and bundled up. Do you prefer them in like a tie in a neckerchief, or do you want them just like strapped together with some twine?
Twine is fine for
twine?
Me.
All right, sounds good. All together.
All together.
Sure.
All
right.
And just grab some twine. Actually uses his horn to snap the twine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Trick I picked up from my pappy.
Starts tying things up.
All right. Here you are. I'm not sure I could say pleasure doing business with you, but pleasure nonetheless.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, of course, of course. But good luck with things. I
Thank you. You'll know we're successful if you see that fountain running again.
Ah, I shall occasionally peek out at it, I suppose. Is there anything else I can get for you before you go?
You could wish us luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I felt better than I expected.
And we'll head out.
All right.
Is there anything else you guys wanted to grab before we head out? I mean, didn't really ask you. Are you guys cool with?
Yes. I'm excited.
Me too. Okay.
I was worried. You see, like, kind of aligns with some of my work, a little different, but didn't know how out there this was for both of you.
This is the second time in my life that I've been gainfully employed, and I'm loving it.
You guys are okay with not going to be able to stay at a tavern or an inn for a little while?
I was just about to say, yeah. I'm looking forward to finally camping again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, then I think we're good.
And we're going to be camping by a river. That makes things so much easier.
Yeah.
That's true.
And more dangerous.
Are you going to need a fluffy
pillow? Oh, should we
bring
fishing equipment?
Ooh, that's a good idea. A bug net.
Bug net?
Yeah.
Gross.
For catching bugs?
What do you want the bugs for?
You don't eat bugs?
No.
Maybe. Everyone has different tastes.
We can stick with
that's
fishing.
Wonderful.
You know, for fishing bait. Bugs for fishing bait. That's what I meant the whole time.
You know, that does make more sense. Does anybody have any fishing gear?
No.
I don't.
So now the question. I'm pretty sure the Blue Ox sells fishing gear, but how embarrassing would it be for us to walk back?
It would be pretty embarrassing.
It would be so embarrassing.
I say we just try fishing with our hands.
I agree. Let's go.
Yeah.
He peeks his head out the door. Oh, fountain shut off.
He's going to forget in a day.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Should we head out then?
Ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Excited.
Do we need to check out from the inn?
Oh, I don't think so. I only paid for one night.
Yeah, you only paid for the one night.
And we brought our bags with us this morning.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm going to take my hat off and put it in its box and then tie it to my bag before we leave so it doesn't get scuffed up.
Scuffed up by passing through tree branches
exactly.
And gravel and such. All right. So y'all are free to leave the town on foot. It doesn't take too much to get a sense of direction of the where the river flows or where the riverbed typically was. And kind of on the northwestern edge of town, you continue off in the trees until you find a fairly wide, somewhat shallow riverbed. But currently there are just currently are there just like little standing pools of puddles and not much else. The water seems to not be flowing through.
I forgot that it would be dry, but that is why we are going on this mission, is
yeah,
because
you know,
the river's going to be dry.
I also pictured the babbling brook.
Like
that's
peaceful.
The whole missed the main part of the
main
quest
part.
There.
Sleeping is going to be so much more uncomfortable without that, you know, wonderful noise. All right.
I mean, that's just motivation, right?
Mm. Right.
I feel like a kid who we just got in the car and I'm like, are we there yet?
I want to just check the riverbed and see if there's signs of like how long this has been dry.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Like, is it still muddy along the shore or is it pretty caked up?
It's getting pretty caked up. Go ahead and give me an investigation check. Or a nature check.
15?
You're pretty certain it's probably... You would guess that it had been dry for roughly a week or so, give or take a bit.
Okay.
It's been a fair... from talking with people about town, talking with Tara, it seems to have been a fairly recent development that they're trying to get fixed before it leads to more disastrous issues with, you know, gardens and crops and stuff starting to fail.
Gotcha. All right. Anyone have a preference on pace here for the day?
I'm ready to move.
Mm-hmm, me too.
All right.
Let's head out. Truck on.
So anyone who, and only one, that's how we're going to do this.
Oh.
Give me a kind of a perception check, just as y'all are traveling forward, keeping an eye on the area, looking around, trying to see what you can see as you are moving
up this riverbed, navigating and trying to solve problems.
Boko, what are your chicken eyes see?
You I'll inhaled take the first like one. 15 seconds prior to that. And I just kept extending my sentence.
It was worth the wait.
Ooh, not much. That is a 7.
A 7? All right. Trekking up the stream, or trekking up the riverbed, trekking up the riverbed is pretty, like, it's fairly easy to follow. Like, you know, it's a rut where water used to run. So you're pretty easily able to track up the banks. You do hit a small point where the tree canopy is a bit large, like, it's a bit thicker. The coverage is a bit greater. So the ground in that area is a bit more damp, and you have to trudge just a little bit more to get like your feet kind of stuck out of the mud, stuck out of the sludge. To
I'm gonna ride my hoverboard.
That's a great idea.
All right, yeah, you're certainly free to do that.
There's mud in my shoes. My feet are caked with mud.
And but otherwise, other than like a little bit of difficult terrain, and nothing in particular catches your eye. Nothing really catches you off guard. It's kind of just mundane day of traveling, but a bit of a novel experience for someone who's lived on an island all her life.
Mm-hmm. I spy with my little eye something that is brown.
Is it a tree?
Yes.
Is
your
it that
turn.
One?
Oh.
Okay, how about... Okay. I spy with my little eye something that is orange.
Is it that flower?
Which one?
That one over there?
Mm.
Is it the one next to it?
Yeah.
You really do have little eyes, though.
Your turn, Ziggy.
All right. I spy with my little eye something that is green.
Is it? The grass?
Nope.
Is it the tree?
Nope.
That one?
Nope.
That one?
No, it's not a tree.
Okay.
Is it that piece of leaf stuck to Boko's head?
Yep. I've been staring at it for hours.
Sorry, Boko. You want me to take that off?
Sure. I mean, okay. You could have just told me it was there.
I don't know. I thought it looked kind of cute.
Oh, thank you. Can I have it back?
Here you go. I picked up a different one because I had already tossed it.
All right, for the next few hours of travel, someone else give me a perception check. You can also use nature.
Nat one.
Mm.
Ooh.
Well, all right then. All right then.
The mundanity.
I like to think we stopped for lunch, ate some granola bars.
Do you think that cloud kind of looks like Robert Perlin?
You know, now that you mention it, uncanny.
So continuing up the riverbed, you start to hear a bit of a snarl.
It even sounds like Robert Perlman.
And as you round a bend, there's a little bit of a clearing where you see an owl bear. Poised and ready to defend its territory.
Does it see us?
It definitely sees you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You'll essentially have one moment to react before.
Easy, boy.
One question about its position. Is it along the riverbed or kind of off to the side?
It's, as you round, like, take a little round and a bend, it's more or less, it's more or less along the riverbed, but there's, like, the trees kind of create a little bit of an indent on the side, so it's kind of like...
Gotcha.
In, you know, there's a little bit of tree enclosure.
Grab my hands.
I do.
I do it.
And I'm going to see if I can have the hoverboard take us across the empty river.
Okay.
This could end so muddily.
All right.
It could.
All right. All right. Yes, it could. Yes, it could. Give me a. I guess if y'all are all grabbing onto him, You're going to go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw, but with disadvantage because of the added weight.
Okay.
And it's going to go against the owlbear's dexterity.
Okay.
As he, like, tries to lunge as you're trying to jet across.
17.
17. With disadvantage?
Mm-hmm.
It was 18 or 13.
Yes.
Okay, well, this only gets a plus one.
15.
That's close.
Ooh.
Holy smokes.
Right, so lunges at you as you just barely leave the edge of the river, the riverbank, hovering across the other side. There's a brief moment where, like, Boko just feels a little bit of claw go through her feathers.
Woo!
Not enough to scratch you, but just enough, like whiffing through hair, just as you all get dragged across by Ziggy's hoverboard and are free to continue on the other side of the bank.
So that wasn't Robert Prune.
That was some quick thinking.
Whoa.
I'm not letting go of Ziggy's arm. I'm clutching with both hands.
I'll just put you between my legs on the hoverboard and let you just kind of stand there if you want.
I'm still holding your arm.
Okay.
All right.
That was exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Ziggy.
All right. Give me the next, I guess, last one for this day of travel is Ziggy.
Let's be a little more careful from now
11.
On.
11? All right, fair enough. Nothing terribly notable as the adrenaline kind of drops, starts to, you know, dissipate after that little excitement adventure. This side of the bank seems a bit more boring, honestly.
Oh no,
nothing's really happening because, you know, you just escaped, you know, what seemed like certain doom. What else can match up to that? But as you continue moving forward, it is getting dark.
And we've been going for pretty much the whole day then?
Pretty much the whole day.
Still dry so far on the river?
Little patches where it's a little bit more damp, but it seems to roughly correlate with where there is thicker tree coverage, keeping the sunlight out.
Can you imagine if we had gone back for that fishing rod? I mean, the embarrassment would be triple by now.
You're right.
It really would.
That would have been pretty silly of us.
All right. Are you all interested in setting up camp for the night?
Yeah.
I'm beat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you guys want to set up camp, I can do a quick scout of the area.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
And so I want to, this is a out-of-game question for you for a second.
All right.
Can I cast Expeditious Retreat on my hoverboard?
Let me take a look at the spell.
It basically lets me use the dash action. And so the question is, can I basically cast it on the hoverboard so that the hoverboard essentially is dashing as opposed to me?
I mean, the fact that it uses some, it's based on some of your arcane energy and you're essentially pumping more arcane energy into it. I don't see why not.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can go scout out and I'm going to essentially take off on my hoverboard. You're going to see me take out my big wrench and just kind of slam it into the side of the hoverboard. And then I'm going to take off down the riverbank for a while. So I'm going to kind of take 5 minutes down the river and then 5 minutes coming back just to see how far I can get and basically make sure at least a while in front of us, it's clear.
Okay. So you're free to do that. Go ahead as you're doing that. You also give me a perception check.
While Ziggy's out and about, I'm just going to be collecting leaves.
That'll be a two.
That's a two. All right. You throw that extra energy into your hoverboard. Take off.
Too fast.
And unfortunately, like with the mixture of the darkness, the speed that you're going, it looks more or less clear to you. No status change in the river, more or less. It's still a dry, sometimes slightly damp bed, but nothing else catches your eyes. You're making your movements.
Okay. And for reference, that goes approximately like 5,500 feet and back within the 10 minutes or so I'm
gone.
Which
explains why you didn't see much.
Yeah. Because it's 120 feet per 6 seconds, roughly, that I'm doing at
That's
that point
so
for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So yeah, I get back and be like, So that was faster than I thought I could be.
Is your hair like blown back?
Oh, yeah. The goggles are on too. I had to put them on part way through. Good news is the hoverboard held up. Bad news is I couldn't see a thing. So I think we're in the clear.
Okay. I mean, you saw nothing, so that's good, right?
Sounds good to me.
I think so. I mean, that owlbear was right out in the open. So if there was one of those.
Plus, we can still take watches. It's fine.
Yeah. Are you collecting those for a fire, Boko?
No, it's because I figured Ziggy won't want to sleep on the ground. I'm just making a little pile of leaves.
I was this close to lighting it on fire.
Oh,
I was so close to lighting Ziggy's bed on fire.
I mean, you could if you want. I could make another pile. It's kind of fun.
Look around for just a dry twig and ignite that.
For the
that
record,
instead.
I don't mind sleeping on the ground. I got a sleeping bag too.
Oh, you mean you? I'm just.
I do appreciate the effort, though. And I will put my bedroll out on the leaves that you've started.
All right.
I will put a fire together.
All right, sounds good. Put a fire together. Anything else y'all want to do before y'all rest for the evening?
You know, eat some rations, tell some spooky stories.
Do you spook yourself?
Yes. Probably no one else.
When you're telling the story, do you want to walk through one of the stories?
No, I should come up. I probably just retell this encounter with the owlbear.
As you do that, I'm going to use silent image and make it look like an owlbear is towering over the fire.
All right. So we're going to two watches throughout the night if y'all want to set up watch.
I can take one with my lantern. How long are the watches?
Here, you can use this, and I'll give you the goggles back.
Ooh! Oh, yeah, I'm definitely taking a watch now.
it's a few hours. I'm kind of loosey-goosey with exactly how long they are. It's just like, I figure three during the day and two at night seems balanced enough.
Okay.
So it doesn't like completely screw you guys up at night every single time, you know? We're just two for the night. Just enough to, keep an eye on things before the morning sun comes.
Marion, do you want second watch or do you want me to?
No, I'll take second watch.
Sounds good. And I'll crawl straight into my bedroll and pass out.
Okay. So Boko, for your first watch, do a little perception check.
Okay.
And if you have his night vision goggles, you'll still get your advantage, even though it's dark.
Oh, nice. Good, because that would have been terrible. That's a 16.
16? All right. Nothing particularly notable happens throughout the night. You do get a nice dark sky filled up with a bunch of little flecks of stars spreading out. Something you kind of vaguely reminds you of looking up at the sky at home. But otherwise, nothing really notable happens over the night. You're able to finish your watch. Wake up Marion.
I offer her the goggles if she wants them.
Oh, sure. Thanks. What am I doing?
Perception.
It is perception. Okay.
You just woke up.
10.
10? All right. Get some cloud coverage throughout the night. The fire kind of sparks a little bit. But nothing really of note until the sun breaks over the trees the next morning.
Can I futz with the goggles a little bit?
Of course you can.
If I tap them or press places, does anything change?
You might get them to kind of like flash on and off a little bit, but only temporarily.
Okay. All right. So y'all are free to wake up the next morning. What do you plan on doing?
Onward?
If you don't mind, I'd like to eat a little first, and then I'm all for it.
Sure.
Actually, I'm going to check the rations. I think I can eat these on the go. I was getting ready to cook one, and then I realized like they don't need to be cooked.
You could cook one of the oat bars with some water, make it into a little
bit. Oh, yeah, and I'll go to turn to the river and be like, oh.
I have a water skin.
All right. He's going to take the first little gander for the day.
I don't mind. You guys got to stay up during the night. I'm feeling pretty rested.
Okay. All right.
Nat 1.
Not as rested as he thought.
The book is back! Ooh. The book is back.
Not as rations.
I'm just chowing down on my ration as I'm supposed to be keeping watch
this
what's
is
happening.
Good.
So satisfying.
He's like ripping a piece of bread off a loaf and putting cheese on it.
Who would have thought the city known for hunting makes good rations?
All right. So as y'all trek on through the morning, you find that there's a little more activity in the stream bed. It's not full on flow, but you do see a little bit of a trickle coming on down, implying that you're at least nearing potentially some source of clog. nearing the source of whatever the issue may be. As y'all continue along, the water kind of trickling down loosely, dampening the area, you hear, or Ziggy in particular, you hear a little bit of a tune on the breeze.
Ooh.
Just off in the distance of the woods.
You guys hear that? Sounds like some singing or something.
I'm not sure. Maybe it's frogs.
Might be.
The wind?
I mean, it seems like we're getting close to something. The water seems to be picking up now.
Yeah.
Just be ready.
Okay.
The song grows a little bit louder.
Can we hear it?
Yeah.
Y'all begin to hear it now.
Oh.
And wind starts to pick up through the trees along the riverbank.
You think it's the volunteers?
Maybe.
Could be. I mean, they're in great spirits if it is.
Leaves start swirling.
Is there a storm brewing?
What's the sky look like? Can we see it from here? Is there a canopy?
Clouds are moving, but it's not like overcast or anything like
that.
Okay. It's still pretty sunny out. But there is a little bit whiff of a figure amongst the swirling leaves.
Hello?
Kind of briefly appears, gives you a little hand motion, backs away into the forest.
Did you see that?
I did. I want to do just a nature check to see if I recognize
anything about that. Yeah.
And are we compelled in any way? Or are we just
I
want
to do an insight check to see if maybe I am suspicious or if I am just going to follow.
14 on the nature check.
Okay. 14 on the nature check.
Can I join in and do an arcana check and see if this is being...
14, 6.
If this is being created or if it's natural.
Yeah, go ahead and do an arcana check, sure.
16?
All right. Marion is able to determine that there is... doesn't seem to be anything... magical in nature. At least not man-made. Oko. Sorry, the idea was that if you rolled high enough, you wouldn't be duped, or...
Well, I'm just...
I guess, what were you trying to roll high enough for?
I was trying to decide, do I trust this thing? Am I so curious that I'm just going to go with it, or am I... like, hang on a
sec. So it was like a wisdom saving throw kind of thing. Gotcha. With the 3, you're probably going to be pretty interested in this strange form coming out of the leaves.
I'm going to go over there.
All right. You start to walk off. And you, with your nature check, Ziggy, you would know a little something about dryads. Forest spirits that are typically good in nature. That live amongst the trees.
And sing nice songs. And maybe they have snacks.
This could be good, could be bad. I'm willing to check it out. I mean, it seems like it might have been a dryad, and if they're involved, maybe they know something about this.
That explains, because I don't think this is summoned by some mage or something.
I think she wanted us to go this way.
Just be careful.
Will do.
All right. So I'll decide to go off into the woods, yes?
Yeah.
Yep.
So y'all went off into the woods. As you kind of
move further and further from the tree bank, it's like the dryad continues kind of swirling around, kind of beckoning you onward, kind of jumps to one tree, swirls around it for a bit. The leaves flit on over to another, swirls around it, and occasionally taking more of a like a humanoid female form, and other times just being this swirl of leaves moving on through the forest.
Have we moved far enough away from the river that we can no longer tell where it is?
You're only moving, we're talking 50 yards or so.
Okay.
Like nothing, like, you know, you're moving a decent enough distance from the riverbank, but not so much that you couldn't easily get back there. Not so much that like you're, you know, through the occasional, you know, spread of trees, you should be able to see the general location of the riverbed. Okay. But you do come into a little bit of a clearing. There are some kind of tall, spiny trees. Some of them kind of spiral. The trees themselves are almost vine-like. And then they have these dark, reddish-purple vines that also spread around them and tangle up through the roots and up into the branches. As the leaves kind of swirl around, kind of making a figure eight between a couple of these spindly trees with the purple vines around it, you see little glimpses of flittering creatures. Boko, with your keen perception, you could pretty easily track them and see that these are fairy-like creatures. A couple of them are kind of green-skinned with, like, one has auburn hair. There's another with, like, who's more of a brunette, and they appear to be very pixie-like, kind of giggling and playing about. It's not unlike the laugh you heard from from Archimedes' enchanted device.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple other figures about that seem a bit more. They're still fairy-like, but their wings are a little more like dragonflies, and they are also appear to be, even though they're not terribly big, they do appear to be armed. They do appear to be ready to, like, protect and guard the area. And as they're just kind of floating about, you know, flying about, kind of watching you all enter, trying to figure out exactly what's going on here, the dryad takes form.
Whoa.
In between these two trees. And it's this tall, like, female silhouette with a face that is long and slender, but across the left side, some of the leaves are old and decaying and crinkling. And in a voice that is like a little reverberance, a little rustle, a little echo, it's like, Antale tie anotule, ni maure ase alia. And that's where we'll leave it until next time.
No!
What?
We.
I might have understood that if it was elf.
All right, so new adventure already. Nice little foot expedition from Grunheim. We haven't really had wilderness travel yet.
Yeah. With
everything being so train oriented. So something new and exciting.
And also boring and then exciting again.
Such is the nature of travel, I suppose. But thank you for joining us. Thank you for continuing to listen. Thank you for continuing to play with me. And with that, we'll see y'all next time.
Bye. Bye-bye.